It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea in for Celeste Headlee. Just before the break, we were talking about how Georgia, at least according to the NEE Casey Foundation, ranks 42nd in the nation in terms of childhood well-being. Not a happy story, but of course we don't want to get you we don't want to give you the wrong idea that, and in fact, it is the case that growing up in Georgia has its perks. We have wonderful cultural diversity. We have geographic diversity, offers countless different experiences and adventures for the younger generation. And even the nerdy reputation of cities like Atlanta and Marietta makes for great cons, cosplay, gaming opportunities, lots of fun things for families to do, especially in the summertime. I'm going to welcome a pair of family fun experts to the show right now. Leslie Peterson is owner of 365 Atlanta Family. Welcome, Leslie. You are also the official family and travel expert and spokesperson for the state of Georgia, which is a thing apparently, huh?
Yes. Thank you, Adam.
That's cool. We're going to be joined. Oh, we do have Sue Rodman, I'm told. Fantastic. Sue Rodman publishes the travel blog Field Trips with Sue. She joins us now via Skype. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Before we get into this, let's just, you know, get right to the meat of it. I would like both of you to name one place, perhaps even the place that you think families should try to visit in the state this summer. Sue.
I love the Atlanta Botanical Gardens, and they have a new children's garden that they've opened up when the old garden was one of my children's favorite places to go. They have they have a flower shower. They've got lots of different plants, but at first I thought it was going to be just plants for kids, but it's not. It's a whole outdoor kind of playground.
That's a really good tip. Listeners, we would love to know your tips as well. Any favorite places to do family visits in Georgia? Tweet us your recommendations right now at OST Talk, or you can hit us on Facebook as well. Leslie, if there's one place that families should visit in the state this summer, what is it?
I would say go north to the mountains. You can snorkel, so just buy a snorkel at Walmart, head to the Conasauga River Basin. It's the most biodiverse river basin in the world. And you can snorkel there with your kids for free.
Freshwater snorkeling, something that has never occurred to me.
It's but, a lot of fun. It's cold
fun.
Water, but a lot of fun, so you want to go in summer.
Gotcha. Okay. In terms of sort of general attractions, I mean, what makes Georgia an attractive place to do things with your family, Leslie? Is there some common thread behind the opportunities within the opportunities that are available here?
What I love about Georgia for family adventure is we have mountains, we have the Everglades, we have the coast, we have all of that in one state. So no matter where you go, you can experience something different and unique with the kids. We love going hiking in the mountains. We spend a lot of time playing in the waterfalls, going to Springer Mountain and hiking, which is the beginning of the Appalachian Trail. We love going to the coast. St. Simons is fun. We just went to Little St. Simons this year, and we had naturalists adventuring with us and showing us different species of fish and things that we'd never seen before. We saw a huge rattlesnake as we were heading to the beach. You could go to the Everglades and go boating out there, or go, tromping along the canopies there. It's just, there's so much. Georgia's so full of diversity, geodiversity, that you're never going to be bored. You don't have to leave the state.
Sue, as Leslie was going through that lovely litany, my dad brain was calculating dollar signs. Cost can be a prohibiting factor for a lot of families. What are some ideas for families who are on a budget?
Well, there are a lot of things that are free that you can do. So Leslie mentioned Little St. Simons Island, and we spend a lot of time on St. Simons Island, which is a little bit different. Little St. Simons is a private island. St. Simons is a public island. And one of the things that I love to do there are finding the tree spirits. So on St. Simons Island, carved in trees are spirits. And there is one that is a full mermaid. So it's fun to kind of go and explore the island and just look for those tree spirits. It's also a great island to bike. So you can bring your bikes down there and go along the bike paths and maybe try to find the tree spirits as well. So there's a lot wherever you go. Atlanta has a lot of free things as well. And some of the some of the attractions or museums that are in Atlanta that do have paid admission will also have free days. That takes a little bit of planning. You can't decide on a Saturday that you want to go and you want to go for free. Right. But the High Museum of Art has free days for Fulton County residents. There's Target free days at the Children's Museum. The Booth Western Museum, which is in Cartersville, Georgia, is a wonderful place for kids. They have, in their basement, they have the Sagebrush Ranch, which is basically an indoor playground. They also have, as you the kids go through the museum, you can get for free a saddle bag. You borrow it from the front desk, and you have lots of items in the saddle bag that help you go through the museum. You pull out a buffalo hide so that you can actually feel the buffalo hide as you're looking at a painting of buffalo. Mm-hmm. And that's the Booth great. Western Museum is free for children 12 and under all the time. And then on the first Thursday of the month from 4 to 8 p.m., it's free for everyone. So that's just one example of a free day. So if there's a place you want to visit or you're interested in, inquire with them. You know, is there a way?
Do the free days tend to be on weekdays rather than weekends?
Sometimes. The Fulton County free days at the High Museum are actually on weekends. And you can also do the Museums on Us through Bank of America, which is a weekend as well. So it kind of depends.
Leslie, and I should say to the listeners, we're talking about some family fun ideas, things that can be done around Georgia, particularly in the summertime with kids. Leslie, sometimes the weather doesn't cooperate. Sometimes it's rainy. And even when the sun is out, it can be so oppressively hot that nobody wants to be outside. Any favorite indoor ideas?
I love Ink. That's in Gainesville. It's a town that they've taken on a small scale. So it's very comfortable for children to go in and see, for example, a courtroom or a barbershop or a bank. They can milk a cow. They can get inside an airplane. It's a really fun place to escape up in Gainesville. You can also try any number of the museums. High Museum has backpacks available for children. They can take in the Green Learning Library, where they've got a hands-on opportunity to experience the art that's there. Right now, there's an Eric Carle exhibit. You probably read the book, The Hungry, Very Hungry Caterpillar. If you haven't read it, you've at least heard of it. Sure. Eric Carle is the author of that. So a number of his artwork on display there with the scavenger hunt specifically for kids to take in. So the museums are where we tend to go when the weather's not cooperating.
I think that there are a lot of historical sites in the state, and that tends to, as a grown-up, that tends to really turn my crank. But I worry about whether or not any of them would be of interest to kids. Are there historical sites that are likely to have cross-parent-kid interest? Either of you want to take that?
Absolutely. Well, both of us love the historic sites. So we just went to Fort King George in Darien, Georgia. And that place is awesome. We went for July 4th and they had costumed interpreters, which is always fun. So you can look on the Georgia State Park sites or the National Park sites and see when they're going to have special events. But even if you don't go for a special event, my children had a blast because they have a reconstructed blockhouse and a reconstructed bunkhouse. So that fort is actually there. It's not ruins. And when you go into the visitor center, they have wooden guns that they let you take into the fort.
So they can climb up and defend the fort.
Absolutely. So even my teenagers were in there. We went over Christmas, so it was not as buggy and hot. And two, there weren't as many people there. So they had a blast running around the fort. And I look up as some older people are coming through and I'm like, okay, boys, we need to, you know, dial it back a little bit here. And I look up and this man is hanging out the window with his finger shooting at the boys. So it's fun for all ages.
Leslie, did you want to add to that with our last minute?
I would say stop by New Echota. It's the beginning of the Trail of Tears. It was the original capital of the Cherokee Nation. My boys love it there. The Atlanta History Center is wonderful. When we go there, we spend most of our time outside exploring that farm. And don't forget the Georgia State Parks. You can get an annual pass to the Georgia State Parks very affordably, and then that makes that a free visit in places around the state all year long.
Fantastic.
Or you can get a one-time visit, check it out at your local library. All of the Georgia public libraries have a state park pass.
Yes.
Well done, guys. All right. Leslie Peterson is the owner of 365 Atlanta Family and the official family travel expert and spokesperson for the state of Georgia. Sue Rodman publishes a travel blog, Field Trips with Sue. Check them both out online. Great ideas, guys. I can't wait to get out there with my family. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.